Shvias, Parakei, Mishnah Gimel. In order to understand this Mishnah, we have to make reference to a Mishnah that will come up later on, the ninth parak, and that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the mitzvah of biur. At the there's a time and when the fruits or the vegetables of Shemitah are gone from the field, a person, even if they have them in their house, has to get rid of them. He has to do biur. But there's a machlokas tanoim about what exactly constitutes biur, of getting rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda says that only poor people can eat after the time of biur. You have to declare it to be hefker, and then only aniyim can take it. Only others can take it. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, anybody can take it. Once you made it hefker, then anybody can repossess it, including the owner of the field himself. He can take it again. So our Mishnah says, luf she'avra luf shvias. If you have this luf, the same type of onion that we talked about in the previous Mishnah, that shvias has passed over it, and that's referring to that it was planted originally in the sixth year. It was in the ground throughout the sixth, end of the sixth, during the seventh, and into the eighth year. So it has a mixture of shvias and non-shvias in it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, im laktu ha'aniyam es olav lakatu, that if the aniyam had been locate, if they had taken off the various leaves of the luf that had grown during Shemitah and took possession of it, lakatu, then they took possession of it. The imlav, and if not, if they did not take possession of it, then yase cheshbon imhaniyim. Then the balabayas, who is able to eat the parts of the luf that did not grow during Shemitah, he has to make a calculation with the aniyim about what part should belong to them, because it is subject to the laws of biur. And according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, he follows the opinion in the ninth parak that says that only the aniyim, the balabayas himself, cannot take possession after the time of biur. Only the aniyim can, only those who don't own it. And therefore, the aniyim own part of this luf, and the balabayas owns the other part, and therefore they have to make a calculation of who owns which part and compensate each other for it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yeshua though, says, no, he's of the opinion, like and later on he follows the opinion of the ninth parak, that the balabayas can also eat. Therefore he says, imlaktu haniyim es olav lakatu, if the aniyim, we'd say they chaptois, we say in Yiddish, they managed to take advantage and had taken those leaves that grew during Shemitah, and they had taken them, then it's theirs. Vimlav, if they have not, ein aniyim olav cheshbon, the aniyim have no claim, because once he has been mafgirit, once the Baal Bayis has performed the ceremony of biur, of claiming it ownerless, he can then take possession of it, and they have no special claim to the leaves of this luf, even though parts that grew on shvias.